Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Tuesday, January 31st. A bit of a quiet consolidation day in the corn and the beans. Wheat, however, was able to trade above yesterday's highs, getting some strength from weakness in the dollar. So let's first take a look at wheat. We've got March finishing up 6¾ cents at 420¾. That's just off of a high of 421¼. Kansas City March up 3¾ at 429½, just below the high of 430¼. Strength again coming from the dollar, finishing down 86 points at 99.55, back under the 100 level. Export inspections in wheat came in the middle of the range of expectations, 321,000 metric tons versus estimates of between 200 and 400,000 metric tons. Winter wheat conditions were released yesterday. Notably, we had Kansas at 44% good to excellent versus the same last month. That's versus 55% last year. Oklahoma increasing slightly, 33% good to excellent versus 25% last month, but definitely down from 74% last year. Ratings were a little bit better in Montana and South Dakota and declined some in Colorado and Texas. Taking a look at corn, March finished up 2 cents at 359¾. Inside day on the charts, trading inside of yesterday's high and low print. Export inspections came in at 1.062 million metric tons. That was just above the high end of estimates of between 750,000 and 950,000. Corn is still a bit cheaper here from the Gulf. About a $5 per metric ton discount from Black Sea feed wheat. So, you know, as these markets trade lower, the one benefit is that it does bring in some demand. Taking a look at beans, we've got March finishing up 1¾ cents at 1024½, and November finishing down 3 cents at 1001. So we're testing some lower levels here in the beans. We'll have to see if we are able to maintain that support around the $10 level. A South American analyst estimates that Brazil's bean production will come in about 103 million metric tons, and they upped Argentina's due to the recent drying weather, up 1 million metric tons to 52 million metric tons. Inspections came in well above expectations, 1.63 million metric tons versus estimates of between 900,000 and 1.2. Outside markets, as I said, the dollar weaker, down 86 points at 99.55. Crude oil up 16 cents a barrel at 52.79. The Dow Jones finished the day down 170 points at 19,864. And gold finished up $16 an ounce at $1,209.30 an ounce. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.